Welcome to Food Talk for Health, because you really are what you eat. Here is your host, Tonia King.
Joining me today is Ellen Goldsmith. Today we're talking about the brand new book, Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine. Thanks for joining me, Ellen.
Thank you so much for having me.
Have you been practicing Chinese medicine a long time?
Yes, I've been in the field practicing acupuncture for the past 23 years, but in the field itself for about 30 years. So yeah, a long time.
And food as medicine definitely is a big factor with Chinese medicine.
Yes, the whole foundation of Chinese medicine was really built on the values of preventing harm and promoting good health and longevity. And part of that were really common sense lifestyle habits, like having good sleep hygiene, eating good food, moving your body every day, managing stress, breathing and movement exercises. So food is an integral part of Chinese medicine.
Let's talk about some of the ideas for nutritional healing. What has your research found as far as different things that work for different ailments?
I think number one, in America anyway, if we could reduce the amount of processed and junk food that people ate, which is about 80% in the food supply, we would improve health outcomes a lot, because starting the year 2000, one out of three children born would have an increased risk of diabetes and cardiac issues, heart issues, you know, before they became adults. And obesity, of course, is a huge issue in children. So, you know, just by eating good whole food, you're going to prevent a lot of feeling not well. But when we get into certain ailments, or either like common things like allergies, headaches, indigestion, et cetera, we get to be a little bit more specific, because everybody's different. In Chinese medicine, we say there's one disease, 10,000 cures, because it's like the ultimate personalized medicine, which is kind of coming into the forefront now in medical practices, functional medicine, personalized medicine, et cetera. And so, you know, the food recommendations get to be kind of specific per the ailment or the illness and per the person. Not a specific answer, but that's the big way we look at it.
There are so many different ways to approach healing, right? Acupuncture obviously is one of them. Food is another. And I would think that they tie in together.
Yeah. You know, when I studied Chinese medicine with all of my teachers, from privately to being at university, you know, we always learned that acupuncture, which is the insertion of very fine needles, not like a needle when you go to the doctor, but even finer than that, into certain points along what we call channels or meridians, promotes the flow of, you know, the potential flow of energy and fluids through the body, kind of helping to regulate your nervous system. So we learned that, you know, acupuncture kind of helped the body get into a state of ease and flow. And then we nourish the body, since the channels are open and the body's more receptive and the nervous system is regulated, then by the foods and the herbs that we recommend, you have more capacity to absorb them and metabolize them.
One of the chapters in your book is East Meets West in the Kitchen. Why don't you share a couple recipes with us that are nourishing and nutritional?
You know, we nourish ourselves differently in different seasons. Of course, in winter, we want to build and store. So we're going to eat foods that are more warming, stews, roasted vegetables and meats and beans and all of that kind of stuff. But in summer, we want to make sure that we're hydrated and that the food that we eat is easier to break down and digest, so we don't have to work so hard inside of our own bodies, you know, because the more we have to break things down and metabolize, the more heat we generate inside.
Mm-hmm.
It's really nice to have soup in summer. And that's kind of like counterintuitive. Why would I have soup in summer? Well, why? Because it's filled with fluid and it's super hydrating, and we want to stay hydrated in summer. So I have this lovely a vegan borscht recipe. Of course, you can make it with a beef stock foundation like they make in Ukraine. And my background is Ukrainian, partially. I love this recipe, and it's so simple. You just take about three beets and you cut them up, and you take a large onion, you coarsely chop that, a large carrot, you coarsely chop that, And then I like to put a piece of kombu, which is like also known as kelp, but kombu seaweed, which you can get in most grocery stores or Asian grocery stores. And kombu has a lot of, it's very rich in minerals. And it also has natural umami. It has glutamate in it. You know, monosodium glutamate is often added as an addition to add more flavor. So the glutamate in the kombu brings a little bit more just umami to a very simple vegetable soup. So you add that in and you add a bay leaf and about a teaspoon of salt. And you put that all in a stock pot with 6 cups of water and you bring it to a boil and then you simmer it for about 30 minutes or until all the vegetables are soft. And then you put it in a blender and you blend it up and it becomes this beautiful, beautiful red puree soup. And then I like to squeeze about 1.5 teaspoons of lemon in it. And of course, salt and pepper to taste. And then you can put a dollop of yogurt on top or sour cream if you like, or if you're vegan, you know, vegan kind of sour cream, et cetera. And it's a delicious and refreshing soup in summer. And beets, of course, are incredibly rich in iron and very, very nourishing for the blood. So that's one nice recipe to have in summer.
Sounds delicious.
And then cucumbers are a wonderful, again, very hydrating, cooling vegetable to have in summer. I've noticed that a lot of people have trouble digesting raw cucumbers. And so one way to shift that is to saute them, which sounds kind of odd, but it's delicious. In Asian culture, they often will saute cucumbers. And so this recipe is a 5-flavor sauteed cucumbers. You take one large, like English or Persian cucumber, because it has very thin skin. And you kind of take a peeler, just alternating lines. So you have these kind of stripes down your cucumber. And then you chop it up into quarters lengthwise and then cut it into like 1/2-inch pieces. And then in a large skillet, or if you have a wok, you can put about a tablespoon of avocado, which is a high heat oil, in the pot with 1/2 cup of unsalted raw peanuts. Peanuts have a lot of protein, really nourishing. 2 tablespoons of unseasoned rice vinegar, and then 1 teaspoon of Sichuan peppercorn. And Sichuan peppercorns are not something you find often in a regular grocery store. You can get them online. You can get them in Asian grocery stores or herbal stores. But Sichuan peppercorns are beautiful because they're not like super spicy. They're a little bit, they're known as numbing pepper, but they have a kind of smoky, they add a depth of flavor to it. And then you put in about 1/2 teaspoon or 1/4 teaspoon of hot pepper flakes. And you just saute that for just like a minute until you can kind of smell some aroma coming out of the pot. And then you add in the cucumber and you cook and you stir it for about 4 to 5 minutes until it's slightly translucent, adds a little bit of salt to taste, and serve it. And so you have this kind of quintessential summer vegetable that's made incredibly digestible and flavorful. It's a very different way of preparing cucumber. But when we first worked on this recipe and created it, I just fell in love with it. So that's a really nice thing in summer. And of course, quick cooking in summer is also really nice because the food is fresh, but you know, it's cooked. So it makes it easier to digest.
Absolutely. That sounds really different and really good. Yeah. We're talking with Ellen Goldsmith. Her new book is called Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine. Ellen, how do we find you on social media to learn more about what you're doing in your book?
Thank you. Yes, you can find me. You can find the book, Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine, and there are 175 recipes organized by the season. So you can really learn how to cook seasonally, which is really important. And you can get that, of course, at your independent local bookstore, bookshop.org, Amazon, Barnes & Noble. My website is pearlnaturalhealth.com. And on social media, I'm on Instagram at GoldsmithEllen and Facebook at Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine. I'd love to hear from people, so let me know what you're cooking.
That's great. It's really a pleasure to chat with you about the new book, Nutritional Healing with Chinese Medicine. Ellen Goldsmith, my guest today. Thank you so much for your time.
Thank you for having me.
You've been listening to Food Talk for Health with Tonia King. Thanks for joining us. Eat well to be well.
Hope you'll check out our podcast for Food Talk for Health and subscribe to it wherever you get your podcasts from.